This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom's here. Tom is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, my friend?
I am well, and you?
I'm pretty good. I'm better than the Senate President, Bobby Joe Champion. So do you want to describe this, or should I take a shot at describing it?
You know, it is a little convoluted.
Yep.
But essentially, he has carried some legislation to give money to a nonprofit, maybe more than one, that it turns out he had also done what he claims, what he says, was pro bono work. So he wasn't paid, so he had no financial stake in this. So he said, therefore, it is not a conflict of interest. Conflict of interest experts, some anyway, ethics experts say, well, you should still disclose it because they are clients, whether you're being paid or not. And one of the people that he apparently did what he claims was pro bono work for, won't say whether or not he paid him.
And that's so the Reverend Jerry McAfee,
yes,
who, let's be honest, is a person who's been in the news, and there are people who think what Reverend Jerry McAfee has done is great, and there are others who are very frustrated with what he has done. So it's not like Jerry McAfee hasn't been in the news himself. I mean, this was a bill he advocated that awarded $3 million to this company. And you nailed it. Pro bono work. And then here's the answer from Jerry McAfee when they're just saying, okay, we just want to confirm that when the Senate president, by the way, the Senate president, Bobby Joe Champion, when he's saying that he just did this on the House, he did this because lawyers are encouraged to do good pro bono work. Jerry McAfee, instead of saying, yep, that's correct, you know, he did it. He did it on the House because he believes in the cause. His exact quote was, I won't answer that. Bobby Joe Champion somewhere is saying, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And just to be clear, that was McAfee saying that.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't answer whether he paid him or not. Yeah. And whereas it would be very easy to say, yeah, we didn't pay him. But you never know with Reverend McAfee if he was just being coy or not wanting to answer the questions because he didn't like the line of questions. You know, we don't know.
Well, I mean, this is me as an observer. If you are in that sort of leadership position and you are advocating for money for an organization and you are representing them, to me, you absolutely have to announce that you're representing them. If you want to say, I'm doing it pro bono, if you want to say I'm getting paid, and then if you think I should step back in some way, but to act like you're doing legal work for them and you're in the process in a leadership position trying to get them money and then acting like this is no big deal, that doesn't pass my sniff test, at least.
And then adding a layer of, what would you call it, irony to all of this, he was chairman of the subcommittee on ethics. And so he has stepped back from that. Senator Sandy Pappas has been appointed to serve in his place. Of course, we see Senator Champion every day up at the head of the Senate. He's the Senate president. And at the Nicole Mitchell ethics hearings, he has been chairing those committee meetings. And now he may be the object of an ethics complaint against him. So in our current political climate, this is pretty much par for the course.
He says, part of the quotes, that people are seeking to smear his name. And when he says this, Tom, help me out. This is the Senate President, Bobby Joe Champion. I can assure you 1,000% that I did not represent any person that's in our bill, not pro bono, not for a fee, nothing. Okay. Help me out on that one.
About whether he... About claiming he didn't accept any money?
Well, he says, I can assure you 1,000% that I did not represent any person that's in our bill. Not pro bono, not for a fee, nothing. So it's like there's a conflict, too.
Well, that's why I didn't understand it when you first said it. Yeah, that doesn't, because clearly there were people involved in pushing for the passage of this bill that he had, that there was some kind of legal representation. He had previously just claimed, well, yeah, but there was no money that changed hands,
yeah.
And our conflict of interest rules are based on a financial interest, and there was no financial interest here.
Knowing the way the Senate works, knowing the way politics work, and not knowing what further information that could come out that could benefit Bobby Joe Champion or could hurt Bobby Joe Champion. Where do you think he's at right now?
Let's put it this way. It's taken you and I a few minutes to circle around this and explain it.
Yeah.
And then let's go over to the Nicole Mitchell case.
Yep.
Where she was caught in the basement dressed in black.
Yep.
In an apparent alleged burglary. And again, the Ethics Committee is not the same standard as a court of law. They were not able to agree that she did anything wrong in that case on an ethical level, not legal standard, you know, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. So what I'm trying to say is this will be, if it goes to an ethics complaint and goes to the subcommittee, it'll be a 2-2 and the complaint dies.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just the way
everything is.
Most of these cases go.
Yeah, I mean, and that's embarrassing to me, right? We're allowed to have some standard of opinion based on facts, based on guidelines, based on ethics, where my whole opinion isn't solely based on the party that I'm representing.
And complicating everything even more is the fact that they are almost in a dead-even tie,
yeah,
in the Senate. It's a one-seat
one
majority.
Vote.
It will be once the Eichhorn seat is refilled by a Republican.
Yep.
So the ethical quandary and the ability to adjudicate ethical questions is even more difficult when there's only a one-seat difference. If it was Democrats have a 10-seat majority or Republicans have a 10-seat majority, I think it's a little easier to say, yep, we're throwing so-and-so overboard. But you can't – there's not the willingness to do that when it is so closely – the competition is that close.
Let's put Tom on hold. We're going to come back. We'll talk Southwest Light Rail and sports betting, which apparently is going nowhere once again. I feel like Tom and I have been talking about the possibility of sports betting – and maybe passing and becoming the law of the land since 1872. Tom Hauser, I don't know if Tom has been to Stretch Lab, but a man who's committed to fitness like Tom is, when he's at the Chanhassen Lifetime early taking classes, when he's running with his buddies, Tom Hauser would benefit from Stretch Lab because he loves running so much of his life. Me and golf. Golf is a huge part of my life, and we're getting pretty close to playing golf, and I'll be at Stretch Lab today after this show. Stretch Lab has absolutely helped me golfing, and almost, I'm going to say, more than every other time someone recognizes me, they know I love to golf, and they talk about how they've benefited with their golf game because of Stretch Lab. Maybe hitting it further, maybe the ability to play more, maybe they're not as tight when they start, or problems afterwards. Stretch Lab, trained specialists, therapists. We've got the core principles down, but then we'll work with your body and the challenges that you have. How many locations? 11 locations in the metro area. Best way to track them down is online, stretchlab.com. And right now, go during this break. Sign up for a 25-minute visit. It's half off because listen to this show, stretchlab.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's just been an embarrassment, no other way to say it, how the Southwest Light Rail has played out, way over money, delayed in its timing, started, construction 2018, delayed over and over again. They're telling us 2027, I'd put the money I've left in the market and say over. We had the state auditors release another report yesterday, Tom. As you know, Met Council tried to point out in defending themselves. So guess what? The recent one shows no overpayments, and we have protected, we believe, taxpayers' interest in delivering the project. This is the Met Council chair, Charlie Zelli. This was not a single party defending and a single party excoriating, crushed by all folks involved. What was your read on how this played out yesterday?
Well, nothing surprises me about Southwest Light Rail any longer. In fact, while we were in the break, I looked up. I went into our system here where we have all of our newscast rundowns, and I can look up stories, you know, pretty much as far back as I've been doing them about and put in a certain title. So I put in Southwest Light Rail and Hauser. And the first story I found, although I know I did some before this, but the one that came up in the scripts, 2012.
Oh, jeez.
So that is, and when you
That's
think
amazing.
About the fact that it's now projected to open in 27, is really remarkable. And I know I have stories earlier than that. I know for a while it wasn't always. It depends upon your search term you put in, but I put in Southwest Light Rail and Hauser. I'm sure if I looked at some others, I'd swear I started doing stories on this in the late 90s when it was kind of in the embryonic stages.
Yep.
But then, and I mean, I remember it was supposed to be open. I mean, literally when they first envisioned this, it was supposed to be open like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're a couple, I mean, who knows? if by the time this opens, I'm even still working in television. I may not even get to cover the ribbon cutting.
I'll bring you there in a wheelchair.
We both
might be in a wheelchair at that point. Yeah. Okay, so part of it, too, is transparency with the Met Council. I mean, listen, Republicans in this state have felt like for decades and decades that the Met Council either was unnecessary or needed to be elected as opposed to appointed. We've had questions over and over, and where they've been criticized on have they been transparent. Now we got questions on the construction company. Were they transparent? Where is that part of the story headed, do you believe?
You mean the lack of transparency?
Yeah, the lack of transparency and kind of the finger pointing between the Met Council and the folks who are building this thing.
Yeah, and it's that's been the story of this line all along, and it's why Senator Scott Dibble, a DFLer, this is by the way, bipartisan
yeah.
complaints about this process.
Correct.
And this is why Dibble is leading the charge to do something about the Met Council because of the lack of accountability and the lack of transparency. And, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, is almost just, it's just hard to believe and how long this has been going on. And then you've got the contractor and the Met Council at odds about, like yesterday it came up, there was apparently $330,000 in overpayments for removing I think it was hazardous soil or something from the site. And then Charlie Zelli said, well, it turns out we double checked, there were no overpayments. Well, how do you go from $330,000 in overpayments?
That's a minor oversight. I mean, oh my God. By the way, we're going to get to sports betting in a second, but I want, because I've already had one funny text. Another Trump presidency will begin before Southwest Wrightville opens up. That's excellent. So that's inspiration. Wrong and funny answers only. What will happen before Southwest Light Rail actually opens? What will happen? And we need wrong and funny answers here. Because
I'll start it by saying the Vikings will win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we had that one before, too.
Before this happens.
You're a believer in KOC. Okay, speaking of the Vikings, we might have been talking about this in the 90s also. Sports betting, Minnesota, it's omnipresent. It's on your phone. It's in nearby states. But as you've said before, we don't really have a coalition here. We have prominent Democrats and prominent Republicans who want no part of it. I'm not hearing much talk this year. Are we just going to pass on it this year, saying it's a budget year, so it can't be in the mix?
It's, you know, the first set of deadlines have passed. There's another deadline coming up this week. But the one dirty little, not so much of a secret at the Capitol is nothing is dead if leadership wants it to proceed. It can be brought up, you know, by the Senate Rules Committee, the House Ways and Means, or it can be brought up as an amendment to another bill on the floor. So it's never dead. But the bigger problem with sports betting is that there is a bipartisan coalition both for and against it. And that is a bad recipe for getting anything to pass. You've got a lot of people who are the anti-gambling people. They don't want to encourage more people to gamble. And then you've got the people who want to have Minnesota become, I forget how many dozens of states are already doing this, to join that crowd. And, you know, it's a modest amount of tax revenue that it would raise, but mm-hmm. it is tax revenue.
Yep.
And it's something that's being done in all the surrounding states. And a lot of people just don't understand why they just can't get it done. But that is kind of the history of this place. It's hard to get anything done when there is a bipartisan coalition for and against. We saw the same thing with stadium legislation. Stadiums are not all Republican or all Democrat. It's a mix on either side, and that's why those projects always take so long.
If I said to you right now, I am 99.99% certain Tim Walz is running for reelection base 95% on what he continues to say and 5% on some inciting, what would you say to that declaration?
That there's a 99% chance he is going to run?
99.99% chance he's running for reelection.
I would say that's a little high. I think he's
99.998. We're going to play Name That Tune here.
I would say it's probably somewhere in the 70 to 90% range that's what
he wants to get out of here. 70 to 90%. Come on, let's be more specific than that.
No, that means there's a good likelihood that he is going to run for a third term.
How about this? There's a 0 to 100% chance that tomorrow we'll wake up and be here.
Okay, 70 to 90% is a little more out there than 0 to 100.
In the neighborhood.
So, the remarkable thing is, in the middle of a session, he's on a three-day Trump-bashing tour of the state of Ohio, I think.
Yeah.
Not back, I think, until Thursday. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow, but anyway, I think he's got another event tomorrow. So that is kind of remarkable. We haven't seen...
Not anymore. It's his pattern now.
Bagging since Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, it is very Jesse-like. You know, when he either gets defensive or dismissive when he's asked about it, they're just facts. He's not around nearly as much as he normally is. It's indisputable.
I totally get that, his nights and his weekends are all his. That's what they've been saying for, the last couple of months. But now here we are, 3 weekdays. And in fact, these are the 3 of the last 4 days before the legislature leaves for Easter Passover break for like 10 or 11 days.
Yeah.
And then they're not back until, I think, it'll be after Easter. So I think they're back April 21st or 22nd, I think.
Yeah, during the break, right? Because you're not going to meet. So, I mean, he won't be in the state at all during the break.
Yeah, well, I don't know what would keep him here if he's got these other things to do. And, he appears to think he's in demand. I saw him on CNN the other night. He's, I think, been on MSNBC. I mean, he's all over the place. But, the session clock is ticking. By the time they get back from Easter Passover break, just over, 3.5 weeks or so till the end of session.
He also, the last thing, I saw him on Tapper. He just won't even tell the truth on Biden. Even now, he won't tell what we all realized for years, that the White House was hiding Joe Biden and he wasn't the same. And it's no fun to see someone become compromised and not the same person, but that's it. That's what happened. We know it. And even now, it could have been this and that. Just be honest. Come on. Buying that. Nobody. If you're objective at all, you're not buying, and you were lied to for years.
And did Tapper play the audio of the governor after the White House meeting where he said, oh, no, he's fine?
Yeah, he could have. He should have. Because
I know they did. They did that on Fox. I heard it. I was listening to Fox on the radio.
Good. They should.
And they played a few bites, not just of Walz, but of others who had just met with President Biden, and all saying, "Oh yeah, he's fine."
He's amazing. They would tell us, right?
Yeah, a month later, he's dropping out of the race because even Biden realized he wasn't fine.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the summer too. It was before it. All right, sir. Enjoy the day, and let's, we keep talking about this, but I'm back. I've been back for a while. Let's get an adult beverage soon with our friend, Mr. Cowley.
Absolutely. Let's line it up.
Tom Hauser, Channel 5. What will happen before Southwest Light Rail opens? Wrong and funny answers only. Let's go. We got plenty of good ones already. I'd love more. 651-461-9226.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.